It is the Coach Home, the newly reworked Coach Home. It's Neil Atkinson. In front of me, I've got Ollie Connolly, Ian Ryan and Sean McGivern. Over the blower, the dog and bone, John Gibbons has got Anna Wilson to talk about Sheffield United and Sarah Halpin to talk about Everton. That is to come, but we'll start with the game that's most recent and therefore freshest in our minds. It's Brighton versus Southampton. And ultimately, Ian, there'll be a lot of VAR stuff and I'd like us to mostly try and dodge it because, for me, I think Brighton aren't good enough. I think they start well. I think they get the goal. They've got the lead that they've been craving in a number of these games and then, to me, they completely disappear in the match.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, before the game, I'm making Southampton clear favourites. Obviously, you know, you look at the form of the two teams. I think Brighton are a strange one, Neil. I mean, they don't keep many clean sheets. I think they've kept a clean sheet against Burnley and Newcastle, two teams who are notoriously poor at finding the net. I think Burnley have only scored 5 goals, Newcastle just into double figures. So apart from that, you're going into a game thinking Brighton have probably got to score 2 if they want to win it, which is never a good position to be in. And then you look at the front players, and I like Connolly, and I think Welbeck's a smart sign, and if you can keep him free. But I was looking at them last night, and they don't have to spend a lot of time outside the box. They're very rarely getting in the box and threatening. Now, they tried Ben White, they played Ben White at centre mid as well. For me, it's not really working there. And now I know he can play defensive mid, but he's primarily a centre half. So I don't think that quite worked. And I just found myself looking at them thinking, it's just a lack of quality there. Now, Lamptey's a really good wing back, and he's up and down, and he does cause problems, and he does look to be the main threat. But I'm always thinking Southampton have got too much, and that's invariably what happens.
It is what happens, Ollie. We find ourselves in this little situation with Brighton where you're always sort of impressed with them, but they're just not winning enough games. But I thought last night was the first time where I just actually wasn't that impressed. I think at times this season, I've always thought, you know, they do X, Y or Z well. They do it well in difficult circumstances. They do it well when they're not ahead in games. To me, last night, they become passive after they take the lead. And then there's passive looking to spring. And then they just then become completely passive. And they'll end up, to me, really regretting those drop points.